Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Anyway, I was like texting you. I was like, I hope she gets this because I forgot to send out a text earlier. So I'm glad you're here so we can do the show together. And kissing, love, and relationships, and sex. Doesn't get much sweeter than that, right? Well, it does get sweeter if you have it. So that's always a thing here. So we're talking today about a lot of different things. So, Vic, what do you want to talk about first? Should we talk about sex? Should we talk about kissing? Should we talk about what turns us off about men? Should we talk about what turns men off about women? Because there's a host of things that you and I chatted about. What do you think? Hmm. Let me tell you what turns women off. Can I share this with you? And this is, okay. When a guy comes on to you full force and then he backs off. Ever had that happen? I hate that.
Yes.
I hate that.
Okay. I hate that too. Yes, I have had that happen.
That's no fun, right? So, anyway, so I made this discovery, as I've been doing this work for a few years now, that a lot of women and men have had that happen. I talked to a guy, a friend of mine, he and I had known each other since high school, and he said, she came on to me full force. And then she backed off and told me she didn't want to be with me anymore. And I said, Michael, did you do anything like come on too strong? Did you boss her around like I know you do? He said, didn't do any of those things. I didn't have a chance to, he says.
Wow, like, right?
He goes, I think she wanted to get me, and once she got me, she wanted to have me. I was like, that's no fun. And
fun. That's no fun at all.
I know. So I go, what do we do when we have situations that pop up like that? You know, and more often than not, we're starting to, you know, we have those things that pop up where the guy wants us and then he doesn't, or the girl wants you and then she doesn't. I see that more with girls, or, you know, girls having that happen to them, although it does happen to men. And so one of the things I heard this the other day, I can't remember the guy's name, but he says, You don't date a man because you like him. You date a man and because how much time he's investing in you. You know what I mean? You invest that same amount in him. I was like, what a novel idea, right? Because we usually date somebody and want to smooth it. Yeah. Yeah. Because the way, what do you think? I mean, isn't that cool? But you don't date him because you like him. You date him how much time that he's investing in you. And I'm assuming how much time she's investing in you, too, as well, if you're a guy. You know, so.
Right.
Anyway,
that's
kind of cool.
That's very interesting.
I mean, because you know what I always do. Are you processing that one?
That one's going to have to sit with me for a bit because I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I agree 100% with that.
Okay, so the alternative, one of the alternatives, and I see this a lot, and that, you know, you and I have talked about it too, is that the guy, okay, we're going to talk from a guy perspective for a minute, those who are listening now or who listen later, and the same applies to a woman, but the guy, you think that, and women, I think, are worse about this than men. Men are upfront about being bossy and not so manipulative. I think women can be a little bit more manipulative than men in this situation, across the board, not in every case, but across the board.
Right.
So one thing that I think that we do is that we think, okay, if I do this for him, I spend more time with him or tell him this or maybe sleep with him, or not say too much to him, then he'll spend more time with me and like me more. And I don't like that. I disagree with that because you're not being transparent, and I think you need to be transparent in every relationship. And that's a hard thing to do, being transparent.
Yes.
Right?
That's not easy.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's definitely not easy.
Right, because what if he doesn't like me? Right. Okay, what if he doesn't? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always say I always die.
Hey, but we get attached to the outcome because that's what we want to see happen.
Okay, I agree with you. I always say I always got running in my dogs and my daughter. Like, you know, but
right.
That's not a good way to be. Yeah, but you know, if you cut yourself off from a relationship because it interferes with your, you know, your life or your work life or whatever, that's not cool either, because whatever flows from you will flow back to you. It might not be with this guy, maybe with another guy, but that's what I'm saying. So
mm-hmm.
On that note, what, you know, you're saying that you get attached to the outcome, but have you ever gotten so frustrated because he's come on to you and then he's stopped coming on to you? I know the answer to this, but, you know, what would you do different? I mean, is there anything different? Or you just keep on trying to find Mr. Right or Mr. Right for now? Okay. As long as he's hot, that's okay. No, just kidding. Not really.
You have to just keep trying, you know?
Okay, yeah, you do. But
you do.
What do we
do
different?
Do you
Right. Because if we don't change the mindset, the same thing's going to keep happening again and again and again. Not my mindset, right? Or I'm going to still get the same results. You know what I mean? So, because
mm-hmm.
if you try to change the situation with the same mindset that created it. See, I think we create everything we experience, but that may be a different belief in you. Then that doesn't work. So talk to me. What I mean, I'm bringing up questions here that most of us have, right? And is there a solution, or is it just change your mindset, you know, and be okay with being transparent and not trying to manipulate or make him like you. You know what I mean? And then don't obsess about him. How many times have I obsessed about a guy? I'm just saying, I don't do that anymore. Well, not much.
Right? No, that's true. We do the best we can to fight that off.
Yeah, right? Exactly. What's he doing? Let me call my favorite psychic. What's he doing, Dick? What's he doing? That's it. That's good.
Easy, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so, but that's what I do. I call my favorite, I call Vic and I'll talk to her about it, right? You know, and everything like that, too. And she talks to me about it and certain things. But I said, I came up with this. I'm going to be transparent. And I don't really have a problem with guys anymore like that too much. My other situations are elsewhere, and we all have stuff. But I just want to tell people, and don't manipulate, or be honest, be upfront, have integrity. Have integrity when it's not easy to have integrity, emotional integrity,
that's
hard.
A difficult one. Yes, that is hard.
Okay,
hard.
So, and just realize, yeah, you can't go into a new relationship expecting new results if you don't change the way you did the last relationship. Because the only constant in both is you. You know, you meaning
right.
Any of us. You know, so talk to me. What do you feel? You know, because I know you, my Scorpio friend, because I know you. You stew about things. By the way, although Vic is beautiful on the inside and outside, but she's a stewer. Okay, so.
We all have our things, don't we?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a runner, you're a stewer. Together, we'd make some fast too. It's all good, you know.
Right. Yes, it is. It's all good. I don't know. I am. I have mixed feelings about it. If you are being your,
because I want to know.
If you're being your invisible self, as you say, then how can you deviate from being yourself to get a different outcome?
Can I answer that with a situation?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just wrote an article about it. I feel like we have this higher power within us, okay? And most of the time we're operating from ego because we think we're never going to feel like this again the way we felt that 5 seconds with that guy, okay, or that girl. And so I think that we've got to find that higher power in us all. And how do you do that? You got to have self-love. And, yeah, I think that's really key here, self-love, because when you have self-love, then you would love yourself unconditionally, and then you learn to come from a higher place. And unconditionally means without judgment. You don't judge your, you know, because we're harsh on ourselves. I mean, we're talking to yourself, what a dumbass, I did it again, or he doesn't like me again, what's wrong with me, or she doesn't like me again, what's wrong with me? I've asked myself that, you know what I mean? Or am I too fat? Am I too whatever? And so I think you have to work on the self-love.
It always comes down to that, you know, well, what is, you know, is there something about me physically that is unattractive or undesirable?
Right. Okay. And then I think, too, that we tend to come from control because we think that, that love is out, the love that we see and that we feel for that guy or a girl, and he comes back or she, I'm going to say guy because, guys, we're attracted to men. So the guy that, but it works the same way for men to women, okay, or women to men. Okay. So if the guy is, if the guy is not paying attention to us anymore, and that's happened over and over again, then we're attracting that same guy. So we've got to work on the love for ourselves, and that self-love comes from, you know, having non-judgment in about, you know, that higher love is non-judgment about things I've said to myself, forgiving myself, and then I forgive myself for how I've talked to me, right? Because if I want a guy to talk to me sweet and be compassionate, I have to give it to myself first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
That's what I feel. I also think that you have to have an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful. And so I'm super grateful because when you're grateful for that life that you have, then you access that higher power in you because you really begin to see your life as being miracles, right? You know, things are happening on a miracle level, you know, and, you know, you've got all this, these things and you can create more. That's what I really feel. And then I think you got to change your mindset because Einstein said that we cannot change. We cannot. He said, he's great because he says it, you know, universally, that we can't change something with the same mindset that created it, right? So if we're in lack and we don't love ourselves and we're judging ourselves and we're criticizing ourselves and we don't take care of ourselves and then we want that guy to do that, then we don't, but we've got to find it within ourselves first. That's what we really feel. I'm just getting that, you know what I mean? So I don't know if that makes sense or whatever, but I've been doing this for a long time. You'd think I'd have got it sooner. Okay. So you know, if I can get in, they can.
That's okay.
But
there's never
does
a
that make sense at all, or what I'm trying to say?
What did you say?
Dick,
what did
I lose
you?
What?
Lost
Dick. What
did you say?
Anyway, I'm going to go find her. And what I'm saying to you guys is that that's something that I realize, okay? If I don't love myself or don't have self-love, then how can I find that great joy, great power within me to love another, right? Do you understand? Because I cannot love myself the way I would like the guy to love me or that I feel I love. Dick, are you there?
I'm here, yeah, waiting for you.
Well, I don't know what happened there, you know, so it's like, I live on the beach, everybody, and so we have a good wind, and then it just destroys everything, and so here I am, you know, it all goes out. But does that make sense, what I said? So what do you feel about that, you know, like a mindset change, you know, or, I don't know, because I know you've struggled with it, I've struggled with it, every darn woman, man on the planet struggled with it, so...
Yeah.
What do you feel?
Right.
You're trying to figure it out for yourself, aren't you?
I'm trying to figure it out myself, just like everybody else. I do.
I know, like me.
I was
just thinking that. Yeah.
Right. Change your mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some way. You have to change your way of thinking to get a different outcome.
Right. So, yeah, exactly. So, because, you know, it's like, I remember there was a time when all the love songs were about, he needs me, I need him to be something. Remember that? You know, I mean,
yeah.
Now it's like I'm woman, empower myself, fighter, all this kind of thing. So somebody, you know, you have some new singers these days, like Christina Aguilera, that's writing love songs about being a strong woman, where before it wasn't about being a strong woman, it was being a woman that served her man, right? You know, in our parents, grandparents a day. So now they change the mindset, right? Things like that changes their, you know, and so we get different results because we hear different things. Does that make sense?
Right.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah,
that's what I think too as well. So,
I think so.
Yeah. And then, you know, then you, then still though, you say, okay, I feel really lonely. I mean, have you felt lonely? How do you do that? I mean, are you lonely? I felt alone, and I'm okay with being alone, you know. But
yeah, I'm okay with being alone too.
Right, but we're coming up on holidays, right? A few weeks, you know, we're going to be celebrating, what's that holiday, Halloween? I love Halloween, mm-hmm. but we're going to be celebrating Halloween and then Christmas, Thanksgiving, and then we start thinking, oh, I'd like to have a guy or a woman. And, you know, and then I say, I mean, last year I was sitting there going, yeah, I don't really want a boyfriend. I just want to be by myself. I feel like this right mm-hmm. now, but I'll change after the holidays. And I did. Okay. Thank God I'm by myself, you know, but
right.
I think there's a problem with that too, because, you know, if I shut myself off from a relationship, I'm shutting myself from some miracles that could really happen within myself and love and within my partner and myself, you know, so I can't be open, mm-hmm. can't be all cynical, you know, where's the miracle in that?
Oh, yeah, you got to keep an open mind, you know, and just deal with whatever situation you find yourself in, you know, because a lot of times having, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend can be stressful at the holidays, you know, especially if, what if they don't fit into the family or, you know, because the holiday is really about family and being together with family. So then introducing a new partner into that relationship can be awkward.
Yeah, right? You don't want to break. This is my new date. Holiday mate.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Yeah. You want to do, you know, so you want to get this stuff figured out before the holidays, right? Or, you know, at least, you know, so, yeah. So that's funny. I like that. Here's my new holiday date mate.
Right.
yeah. So, but you also have to be selective and be real honest and true about what you're looking for. And live with integrity and be transparent. Sounds easy when I say it. Sounds lovely, but try doing it. Hard.
Yeah, that's the hard part. You just have to keep practicing. I do. I keep practicing. I fall down, and then I get back up and do it again.
Yeah. What do you think the most important quality that you're looking for in a guy? Do you mind me asking? I mean, I like 6'1", 6'2", but what do you like? See that?
Yeah, right. You know, really, integrity, I just think, and integrity, you know, being to say what you mean and mean what you say.
Good point. Example of that. That's great, by the way. Say what you mean what you say.
Right? Well, you know, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, you know, like, so basically, you know, I agree and say to you that I'm going to do this show with you every Wednesday at 3:00. And so, therefore, I keep my word and I do that with you. So I am saying what I mean and I'm backing up by meaning what I say.
Okay, that's really good. So in your experience, you've had that happen where the shoe's on the other foot, where that doesn't happen, you give that but don't get that in return, correct?
Correct, yes. Get a lot of mouth work, you know, a lot of big empty promises that end up nowhere.
Okay, over-promising, under-delivering.
Right.
I'm hearing you on that one. Yeah, okay. So what's the solution? You know, the solution is that we teach a class on one of the topics we cover with finding your guy, your girl, is not over-promising and under-delivering. Over-delivering and under-promising is a much more balanced way, especially when I'm on the other in receiving.
Exactly. I'd much rather be pleasantly surprised than to have been over-promised something that never happened.
Yeah, I know that's one that hits home for you, too. As well. It hits home for me, too, you know, because nobody likes that. Let me tell you something about that, about Vic, guys. And guys who are listening that are single, she's amazing. She cooks. She has a beautiful home. She looks good. She knows how to dress. She's looks 20, and she's a few years older than 20. And if she says something, she does it. And you know what I mean? And that's one of the best qualities as a friend, and I'm sure as a potential mate that's good. That's what you are. And so you expect that's the quality that you expect to have happen in return. I'll give you one for me, okay?
Yes.
What I like is the same one. Mean what you say, say what you mean. I to hold on to that, and I don't want to live with Sybil 20,000 personalities. Okay, do you understand what I'm saying? Because I've had 20,000 personalities, and I prefer only one. And then there can be another that's cool. That's the PMS one that I have, and the one that tolerates the PMS that he has.
There you go. What a perfect match.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, so, yeah. And I like a guy who's got a dark sense of humor a little bit, who's funny and a little dark. Okay, so that doesn't hurt, but it's very truthful.
A sense of humor is a must, too. I mean, if you can't last, you know, then what are you doing?
Exactly. And I also like the guy, just for the first time, to let me check everything out without him pushing me to do anything. And I'm talking about on a personality level, just because women need to feel safe. I think that's something that we need to do, is really feel safe. Yeah, the key thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then,
agree.
Do you like a guy that takes charge or no?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I have a strong personality, so if some guy's going to roll over for me, you know, on the first date, I'm probably going to go, kick him in the pants and make him get up, you know? I do. I like a strong man.
You're too funny. Okay. Get your pants. Pull your pants up. Get back on that horse. Okay. You're too funny. I love you. Yeah, she's got a strong personality. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I like a guy with a strong personality, although I don't like him bossy. You know what I mean? There's difference. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, that's two different things. Yeah, that's definitely two different things. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree with you. And I also like a guy that doesn't boss. I said bossy. I also like a guy that, do you like to do all the cooking, or do you want him to do some of it? Because I'd like the guy to do some of the cooking. Well, pretty much all of it.
Oh, yeah,
good,
no,
but
I think sharing. Yeah, I think sharing all of those types of household things should be done together or equally.
Okay. Do you think men do that? Or do you think they hold back on that? Tell me, what do you really feel?
I don't know. It's been so long that I've lived with a man, I really couldn't tell you. I can only speak from past experiences, but then that differentiates from person to person, too. You know, some men are really big slobs. Other men are very neat and organized, you know. So I guess it depends on the person.
Right. I get you. Yes, neat and organized or a big slob. Yeah, that's true, too. So I like a guy that will help me cook because I can cook. I don't particularly like to cook, and because I live by myself, you know, I don't really, I buy from Whole Foods the prepared food. That's good. And, you know, and I like organic food. So, you know, I'm a little picky about that. I sound really picky, but I'm not, but I am a little bit. And, but I like a guy that will share with the cooking.
Good preference to
and
have
about,
because it's for you. It's a good preference to have because it's for your health. See, so then I would want a man, you know, that is health conscious also, because that's the type of lifestyle that I have.
Right. Well, you're health conscious. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, you work out, you do exercise, you are in theory, you do kickboxing. We do mountain, rock climbing. And,
Yeah.
There you go. So you want somebody that's going to fit in that
bed. Yeah,
that's true, so I agree with
I
you.
Do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want a guy that goes out with his friends to the bar, or do you want to do it with him, or you go out together?
I personally don't think that if you're in a loving, committed relationship, that there's a need for either person to go out to a bar with friends or buddies. I think that it's something that can be done together. There are exceptions, but if that's happening on a regular basis, it's not going to make me happy.
Okay. I hear you. Okay, so do you think it's okay for guys to have friends that are girls? That was one that somebody posed that to me last night. I did a session with somebody, and they asked me that he has a lot of girlfriends. And what do you feel? Would you like it if your guy walked into your relationship having girlfriends?
I think that we all in certain circumstances have a good friend that is of the opposite sex, but it does raise a flag for me if the man that I'm dating has an excessive number of girl friends for whatever reason. I just don't find that to be normal in my experience.
Okay, I understand. I get you. Yeah, I got to tell you, my closest friends that I talk to, one of them is a guy, but most of them are women. You're one of them, you know, and I will go to you before usually I go to anybody else, except my dad, because he's
right.
Such good advice, you know. So, I would prefer, I'm okay if he has friends that are girls, but because I'm okay with that, because it means he knows how to associate with women and be a friend. But there is a certain amount of, you know, like, I feel like my friend that's a guy, he's one of my best friends since I was 14, and he's the same age. He's got a wife now. And I feel like it's kind of like this. I was riding in the front seat with him, but when he got engaged, I sat in the back seat. Do you understand what I'm saying? And let them sit in the front seat, and I became friends with them both. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
That's a polite and correct thing to do. And he's got a lovely wife, and I really like her. And I'm not as close to her as I am him, because I've known him for years, but I know her and I'm getting closer. You know, so you when you mm-hmm. when somebody has a you have a friend that's a guy or a friend that's a girl, whatever, then you've got to respect her relationship, and she's got to respect yours. You know what I mean?
Right.
And friends
yeah,
always
yes.
do that. You know, so that true friends
well,
do that.
I agree. When it's handled in a respectful manner, that in the way that situation is with you, I think it could work. But too many times, you know, you meet these other friends that are girls of your boyfriends, and, you know, let's face it, girls will flirt, and then it just, for me, you know, opens up insecurities. And then again, it's like, well, how honest is he being with me about these women, you know, because they are being disrespectful to our relationship and overstepping their bounds. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Very, that's a good point there. So that, yeah, that's a great point too as well. I know I've asked you this, but have you had a lot of situations where there was jealousy involved with you for him or him for you? Has that happened before more than
sure.
one or two times? Okay.
I can think of a couple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to always be respectful of the relationship that your friend is in. And also, if you're friends with a girl, you know, like I'm your friend and you get involved with a guy, then I need to be respectful of that relationship. You know what I mean? And I think that can be a problem too, you know, because, you know, we're sisters, but as your sister, I got to be supportive of that, you know, like you would be with me. You know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's another thing too. Well, we're running out of time, and Vic is the expert on beauty on the inside and the outside. You guys should see her. She's beautiful. And tell them what page you could visit, you know, so they can see the work that you do with laser, the miracles. I call her the miracle worker.
Yeah, right. Elite Investment on Facebook.
There you go. She's wonderful. She makes you guys look amazing. She's made me look really good. So, and facebook.com/angelcoaches, go check us out there. We've got another show coming up tomorrow night. Victoria, not this Vic, but Victoria Whitehead's going to be doing a show. She's an angel coach. And you guys have a great now. We will see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m., 760-890-7143. Bye, everybody.